أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, إن شاء الله, we will continue our study with توضيح المسائل for سيد السيستاني and already we reached to issue number 71. Within issue number 71, it said, if a person doubts whether he has made the outlet pack, it is necessary that he should make it back, even if he may have been doing it always as a matter of habit. Here, Sayyid Sistani said, according to his fatwa, if you have a doubt whether you made the outlet tahir or not, so it is necessary you should go back again and make it pack, even if you have a habit of make it pack. And why you have to make it back again? Because you have a doubt. If you are sure that you make it pack, that's okay. Nothing, you make it back and that's it. But what we are talking about is that when you have doubt that your maybe it is not pack, it is not pack. If you make your outlet pack or not, so it is necessary that you should back and make your outlet pack, even if you may have been what doing it always as a matter of habit. It doesn't matter if you doing it as a matter of habit, but now because of doubt, you should go and make it pack. You should go and make it pack because of what? Because of that you doubt it. Okay. If it's clear, I'll move to issue number 72. Within issue number 72, here Sayyid Sistani said, when a person doubts after Salah, when a person doubts after Salah, what does that mean? That means that you prayed and you finished your prayer, then you have doubt. Then you have a doubt. It means after your prayers, after your Salah, whether you made the outlet pack before he started again, whether he made the outlet pack before he started the prayers, the salah already prayed will be valid. So your salah now is what is valid. Your salah is valid. Okay. Since your salah is valid, okay, but for the ensuing prayers, for the incoming prayers, for the next prayers, he will make himself pack. He should make himself pack. For example, if now he just finished what? He just finished al-dhuhr salah, al-dhuhr prayers. Then after salah, he has doubt if he make his outlet pack or not, So what is the hukum? The hukum is that his salah, dhuhr salah, is valid, is correct, and it is, it's gone. It's okay. It's okay. There is nothing wrong with it. But if he want to make salat al-asr, if he wants to do salat al-asr, now he has to go and pack his outlet and make wudu again and pray for asr. So he can't pray directly after al-dhuhr salah. Why? Because his doubt is became after salat al-dhuhr, after noon prayers. So when he finished noon prayers, now he has doubt. So what is the hukum? The hukum is as follow, that salat al-dhuhr, noon prayer, it's okay, it is valid. Now, how about the incoming, the ensuing prayers, just like al-asr prayers? So now he should make his outlet pack and make wudu, then come back to do al-asr prayers. Okay, brothers and sisters, if it is okay, now I'll move to istibra, confirmation of emptiness. Al-istibra, which is the confirmation of emptiness. Issue 73. Istibra is a recommended mustahab act. فعل استحبابي. For men, after urinating, so it is a recommended act for men after urinating. Its object is to ensure, that no more urine is left in the urethra, There are certain ways of performing istibra. There are certain ways of performing istibra. So, and the best way of performing istibra is that after the passing of urine, if the anus also becomes najis, it is made pack first. You first make your anus, if it is najis also, so this first you make your anus pack. Thereafter, the part between the anus, yes, the part between the anus and the root of penis should be pressed thrice with the middle finger of the left hand, then the thumb is placed, yes, then the thumb is placed on the penis, and the forefinger below it pressing three times up to the point of circumcision. Then the front part of the penis should be jerked three times. Again, the front part of the penis should be jerked three times. Okay, you want me to repeat it again? Okay, I'll repeat it again. Istibra is a recommended act. A recommended act, brothers and sisters, it is what? It is ihtiyat istihbabi. A recommended act, it is ihtiyat istihbabi. Okay. For men, after urinating, its object is to ensure that no more urine is left in the urethra. As no more urine is left in the urethra. Yes. There are certain ways of performing istibra, and the best of them is that after the passing of urine, if the anus also becomes najis, it is made pack first. Thereafter, the part between the anus and the root of the penis should be pressed thrice. Yes. With the middle finger of the left hand, then the thumb is placed on the penis and the forefinger below. Yes. It pressing three times up to the point of circumcision. Then the front part of the penis should be jerked three times. Within issue number 74, let's see if we have time. I think yes, we have time, still we have time. Yes, issue number 74, the moisture which is discharged by man during wooing and courtship is called medhi. Yes. It is pak, it means when the man is coming to his wife and he starts wooing and courtship, just like touching her or kissing her, that's only, then there is what? There is a moisture which is discharged by the man
out of his penis. So this moisture is called Medhi. This moisture is called Medhi. Is Medhi Tahir or is Najis? It is Tahir. Medhi, it is Tahir. Okay. And so is the liquid which is seen after ejaculation. And so is the liquid. Which liquid? There is a special liquid which comes after what? After ejaculation. Yes. So we have what? We have the moisture comes, yes, ejaculation. All right. So the second moisture is when, so the liquid which is seen after ejaculation, it is also what? It is also pak. It is also tahir. This is called what? It is called wadi. It is called wadi. So wadi is also pak tahir. Similarly, the liquid which at times comes out after urine. There is a liquid which at times comes out after urine. Is called wadi. Yes, that the liquid which at times comes out after urine is called wadi, and it is pak. But under one condition, if urine has not reached it. Okay, so wadi is also what? Wadi is also pak if urine has not reached it. If a person performs istibra. Okay, if a person performs istibra after urinating and then discharges liquid, doubting whether it is urine or one of the above mentioned three liquids, that liquid is pak. So it is not urine. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.